First of all, congratulations on Trust, both of you. I know that you had done this as a short. Was that kind of a proof of concept, Jennifer?
It was, yes. It was a proof of concept, and some of the elements from that are in the feature, but I knew I wanted to do things differently in the feature while maintaining the same three siblings that were in the short.
Yeah, it's quite a wonderfully done dramatic piece. It almost reminds me of a it should have been a, maybe a live theater play.
Ooh, thanks. I mean, I come from a theater background, so that seems to make sense.
Kate, talk to me a little bit about Trini. She is a very interesting little wildflower, isn't she?
Oh, she is. She's lots of fun. Yeah, she evolved quite a bit from the short to the feature. And thankfully I had Jennifer helping me a lot with it. We had her a little bit more elevated in the short film. She's a little wilder. And when we moved into production for the feature, we had a lot of conversations about just making her relatable. I think when you first meet her, she's a little bit out of the box, not someone that you would typically meet, especially at a funeral. But we needed, in order for there to be gain empathy for each one of these characters, there needed to be some human elements to her. So yeah, she was a lot of work. I worked a lot on her. And luckily we had time between the short and the feature to really give me that research time.
When you're looking at a character on, you know, when you get the script and all that, do you look at a character for its differences to you or its similarities to you? How do you draw on that?
Both, actually, both. I've said this before. I think I said it to Jennifer. I have judgments on characters, which is not good for an actor to have. But I use them. I find that every time I judge a character the most, I end up loving them in the end. Like whenever we finish wrapping or I finish the run of a play, because I've had the time to understand them. And there are definitely parts of myself that I find in each character. And yes, I have found parts of myself in her, crazy enough.
Jennifer, when you're writing, is that a solitary process, or do you bounce off other writers
It
and
really depends. For this, I wrote a feature and it needed some work. So Almog, who directed this, kind of helped me develop it a little bit further. So I was the primary writer, and then he came on to help sort of develop the story. But right now, beyond Trust, I have multiple different writing partners that I work with, and I also work on things alone. So it varies.
Talk to me about your background. You're a Second City alumni.
Yeah, so I studied theater in college, and then after college, I went and did a bunch of improv in LA, went through the whole Second City program, was doing a lot of really low bar digital content, and I wanted to do something more dramatic. My heart's always in gritty dramas, so I started writing shorts with roles for myself in them as it's hard to even get in the door for auditions, so I realized writing was a way to give myself more control over that. And that's sort of how I segued away from writing like short sketches and digital content into more narrative, long form stuff.
Is there still a problem? I'm asking both of you. Is there still a problem with getting gritty roles for women?
I would say yes, and yes and no. Yes, in that it's hard to get your foot in the door. So the auditions that I would tend to get would be one-liners or very niche, nothing that I could chew on and feel compelled to really delve into. I think there are better roles when you're more established, but oftentimes I think it happens to be that there are a lot of men in the writer's room writing content for men. So I think it's starting to shift though, but I'll let Kate weigh in too.
No, I agree. My first thought was as long as you have good representation and they know how to get you in for those roles, if that's something that you want to play, which Jennifer and I both like to play those types of roles, they are written with not a lot of depth. Just in my experience, I see a lot of these, you know, for whatever three arc episode, episodic, they're just written with not a lot of meat to them. So they're just not as easy to like get under. They're out there. It's just, yeah, that's exactly what you said. It's changing. There's a shift in writing for sure.
Kate, have you and Jennifer known each other for a while?
Yes. My God, like 8 years now, 7 or 8 years. Yeah, we met on the, we met at an audition for a web series that we actually ended up both booking. And we got called back for the second season, probably a year later, maybe, or two years later. I can't remember when we did the second season. And we just, on set, we were just the two people that kind of connected the most. And we'd been following each other on Instagram for a long time. And then we just had each other's information. And then she eventually reached out to me about Trust, about the short.
I think you're perfect as Trini. I really do. Yeah. I think it's such a lovely role and such a, you know, if I could make a comparison, like an Auntie Mame, only young and angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard role too, because when I first wrote it, I was like, wow, we need someone who is likable and can play into some of these wild emotions. And Kate came to mind, and she's the sweetest person ever, which you might not get from watching the movie.
and your role in this too is just, you're us. I mean, you're just baffled by these decisions and what's going on with the will. And you're asking the questions the audience would ask. So that's a wonderful trait to have as a screenwriter, is to be able to speak for the audience and actually do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to have a mix of off the wall characters that also seem grounded. We really did tone them down quite a bit compared to how I initially intended for them to be. But I think my character is sort of the anchor. Obviously, she has her moments of losing it a bit, but I think anyone would, given the circumstances.
You must be very proud of the crew that you worked with, Jennifer, too. I mean, and Kate. Exceptional photography, exceptional lighting.
Yeah.
Just terrific. It's very noir.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm really grateful. We had a wonderful DP, Sten. He's just incredible. Everything that I could have imagined, he did better. And our director, Almog, he's a good friend. And I think at a certain point, when you're this deep into a film and you're getting a director on board, you have to be able to relinquish control. So I'm really glad that we established such a good level of trust with each other that once things were happening on set, I kind of just put my hands up, let him do the job. I didn't feel like I needed to backseat direct anything.
Yeah, Kate, do you enjoy an open set like that, where everybody seems to want to contribute to the better of the film, the betterment of the film? But there are some sets that you can't do that.
No, not at all. And you know, I came on to the project and then learned that a lot of the crew had worked together before. Jennifer and Almog, our director, and even our DP had worked together before, makeup artists before. So I did feel kind of like the new kid coming in, but everyone was so welcoming and it was wonderful. And I too come from a theater background. I produced theater, and I had a similar feeling that I get when I'm doing a run of a show, because you really are working closely with people. And I have been on sets where you don't really have that kind of relationship.
Since all three of us are theater kids, rehearsal is very important to them. Some directors don't rehearse. They just throw you in. But was there a lot of rehearsal? Was there a lot of downtime and all of that, just running lines and...
Yeah, we got lucky because Kate Heston and I, we were on the short together, and then we had a few rehearsals leading up to shooting. We didn't want to like overdo the rehearsals and take away from the authenticity and organic playfulness that comes when you're on set. But I mean, there's so much that goes into shooting and so many setups you have to do. So we had ample time to rehearse and work through scenes.
Yeah, like I said, it felt like this could really be a great stage play.
Yeah, I wanted it to feel like a slice of life, and I'm glad that that's how it's coming across.
Kate, on a set like this, are you allowed to go off script a little bit and do a little improv-ing?
I'm one of those actors that I think I'm still finding that within myself to have the liberty to just try something without asking first. But because Almog and I had a lot of time to talk about this character, same with Jennifer, to make her feel real, not to just me, but to whoever's watching it. I definitely felt like I could, but I often wait for a director to say, go ahead, like do whatever you want with this take, you know, and then I can loosen up a little bit. But I really wanted to stick to also what she wrote.
Jennifer, do you allow that on your scripts?
I do. I feel like I get to a point, and Almog and I have talked about this actually, where the script is written and now do whatever you want with it. Like if you think I need to destroy it, burn it, rewrite, great. I won't, I'm not going to love that. But for this script, I had two things I think that I wanted to make sure were in there. One was I didn't want this to be a love story. I didn't want any sort of a love story. I forgot what the second thing was, but that's basically, I handed Almog the script and I said, here's the one thing I will not change. I'm not adding any love story. And otherwise I'm open to any feedback. I think a lot of screenwriters or just filmmakers in general, there's a preciousness, but I've learned that like, I just want to tell the best story. So if things need a shift, I'm open to it. I'm open to actors playing if the words don't feel right in their mouth. So I'm willing to shift off of book.
Kate, did you always want to be an actor?
Always. Always. Yeah. I actually started out as a dancer. And so musicals, movies were what I fell in love with. And for a short amount of time, I thought I would be a professional dancer. But in terms of performance, either theater or film, I always knew. It's always been that. I got lucky, I guess. I don't know.
And in taking on roles, do you hear rhythms and cadences in the roles that you take on and speech patterns and things like that?
I definitely do. And I think also because I grew up as a dancer, I like to find, I call it like my character body, like a physicality for whatever character I'm playing. It has to be different than mine. So that way I can like step into it and I can step out of it. So that's something I use personally to really separate my personal life from whatever I'm working on.
And Jennifer, how about you? As a little kid, were you performing?
Yeah, I remember my parents put me in a show when I was six, and I waved to the audience, and I saw my childhood best friend, and she waved back, and I was the worst one in the show, but I loved that. I loved it. ever since then, I wanted to perform, and I think my parents were like, "Oh no, we regret." But I did have my dad play an extra in Trust so he could see the process of what this is like. We ended up shooting in their house. I've been very supportive. But I'm more open-minded nowadays. Like acting, I think, is my main priority, but writing has also given me opportunities to act. So both of those worlds are.
Do you see yourself going back on stage anytime doing a play?
Yes, maybe. I do miss it. Every time I see a play, I feel like butterflies and jealous of the performers on stage. So it's definitely something I'm open to revisiting.
And Kate?
Absolutely. I actually was just talking about this last night with someone. How I just, if I was offered something today, I would go back on stage. I love the theater. So yes.
Trust the musical, maybe? Just
yes.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. In our final moments that we have, thank you guys so much for your time. I really have been anxious to talk with you, a little nervous too, to be honest with you. You're both incredible actors, and I know that you both do comedy and all of that, but boy, you blew me away in this. But Kate, I'll start with you. What do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Trust?
Oh my gosh. I mean, so many things, but I hope what's taken away from this is that people might see a piece of them in this, family dynamics in this, and just knowing that there's a way out of those situations and that they're not alone. And there's so many people out there that, whether it's a bad holiday or just it's been a lifelong dramatic struggle with their family, they have a means to escaping that. You don't ever have to like stay in something if you don't want to.
And Jennifer, the same question. What are people going to walk away with in their pocket from watching Trust?
You know, echoing Kate's sentiment, it's funny, we've been going to a bunch of film festivals and oftentimes people like the message of the ending, but we did have one person say, that made me really sad. I wanted them to make things work. And she just had the strongest reaction to it, was really upset with the ending. And I was like, I'm so happy that you're having this reaction, because I want people to feel something. And maybe for some people, it will be sadness that things didn't work out. But for me, I think this is the only hopeful ending. And I wanted to leave audiences with something that gave them permission to let things go and know when it's time to walk away. That some people might think these characters are all good or all bad, but I think people are gray and nuanced, and sometimes two good people shouldn't be in the same room together, and it's okay to walk away. I think that's a message I could have used forever ago, and I hope people can walk away with that.
I think so. I think it's a great message. And I think the by the way, your score is amazing as well.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, Joel Santos, our composer, he did a great job.
I didn't want to walk away without saying that too, because I think that should be released on its own. You know, it's just a beautiful score.
It actually has been.
Well, I'm getting it then.
Yeah.
Kate, you answer me on social media and stuff like that. You're so sweet. And I do appreciate it. And thank you guys so much for giving me this time to help promote this beautiful film.
Thank you for your time.
You guys take care. And let me know how the first day goes out when it's released. I really would like to know the numbers on that.
Absolutely. We definitely will. And appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you guys. So, and we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Awesome.
Bye-bye. Bye.